This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And my old good friend who was working with me 27, 28 years ago at Access TV, he's been going through and archiving all the old VHS tapes and dumping them to band.video on the Mike Hansen channel, since his channel on YouTube got banned. Even Alex Jones from 25 years ago is verboten. But one of the things I did, this is going to be like in 96, 97, was a character I did probably 10 times. We've only found one tape of it. It's Global Love Cop, a Global UN cop. And here's a few minutes of it. The full thing is on the Mike Hansen archives at Band Off Video. Here it is. We'll come back and cover a ton of news.
The rebuttal, Alex Jones, and the
them airtime so we can tell everyone how
that's
we're
nice.
For the
right,
children.
We're glad to be here. We don't agree with Alex Jones and Dennis and Bo.
Yes.
We like big government. We like both task forces.
We're loving global love cops.
That's
we're
right.
We're able to disagree. That's a good. That's good. So, so what are your names? You're a special agent.
I am a multi-jurisdictional task force. Don't mind the ski mask. I'm here to protect you and your property.
Yeah.
Except when I decide to seize it without due process.
Yeah.
That's it, forfeiture seizure.
We're so loving. My name is Harold.
And my name is Harold. William.
My name is Harold.
Harold and William.
Yes. And we're global love cops.
We love the media. It says we're good. We
yes.
are.
The media likes us too.
The media loves us.
The media, the loving media, they're our friends, you know.
Don't listen to Bo. I agree with those callers earlier that have no thoughts to think that the government training centers have indoctrinated. Oh, what understanding young youth. Perfect.
Yes.
They're like, what did Mr. Rockefeller, our boss,
well,
say?
Yes, our boss once said that government training centers were helpless people yielding themselves to our molding heads.
And we are the molding. Holding hands. Sometimes we gotta use force, but it's for their best interest.
And that's why we support bills like H.R. 1956 that allow further asset forfeiture laws.
We like to see
property.
If a neighbor doesn't if a neighbor doesn't give you up, we get to get their property too.
Yes.
Oh, everyone's tattling on each other.
We're global love.
Yeah, I think we got some footage of your friends at work.
Oh,
we
yes.
Go
this,
through that.
This is Bill and Sam.
We can bring that
they're
up.
Our
that's
friends.
On.
Yes, let's show what our friends are doing.
Let's show them.
Let's
show the love.
Do you want to hear from, you want to see and take some calls?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we can take calls, but we can also see the footage of our friends. They're in there.
Yeah, that's on blue.
And their love action.
All right.
I like it.
Well, while they bring that up.
I love it.
We like the
dumbbells. We love them.
We love
what the government's done to you.
Yes.
We
love them.
Hey, they'll never stand up for private property. Oh,
they're too busy. We love you.
We love you.
Well, let's take another call. Let's try to find someone serious to seriously come up with the logical arguments against this kind of behavior.
We love police states.
We love
the innocent until proven guilty. No innocent until proven guilty.
We love smashing through doors.
Yes, caller.
I just want to know one thing. What the hell kind of jury you guys are, you stupid asses?
Oh, here's another love.
I like you.
Here's another loving. Here's another one that we love. He loves us too. We love you too.
Oh, we love that attitude. You'll get nothing done that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Show. I'm your host. Very honored to be here. All right, for the next 2 hours, we're going to be taking your phone calls, first-time callers, people that never called before, first-time callers, people that are long-time callers, people that disagree, agree. All I ask is you have a clean telephone, and we get to your points. We get to the next person. I'm going to move quickly through calls today. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But tell us if you're a first-time caller, and I will try to get you to the front of the line and in the order they will receive. We'll put those two pieces of calculus together and come up with the answer. 877-789-2539. Okay, let's hit this stack of news. The COVID tyranny. Now, first off, we've known they're going to bring in new lockdowns and new variants of the virus and new control systems because in all their drills and preparations by the Carnegie, Rockefeller, and other endowments that run all this, they've been saying that's the plan. So people keep asking, well, how'd you know this was going to happen? Now they're saying, oh, new variants, new lockdowns are needed, masked again, because they want to cycle the tyranny on and off so that anytime opposition builds, they'll back off, but then they'll bring it back again. Because statistically, people will resist less during each cycle. Basic psychology. The voice of doom, Dr. Fauci, warns U.S. could face more COVID lockdowns as he admits latest variant set to hit U.S. is less serious than Omicron, but we just can't say we're done. Yes, we're never done with your power grab and the trillions and trillions of dollars that special interest were given, not just here, but in other countries, out of the taxpayer coffers in COVID relief. But there's one place they can steal the money even better where there's no checks and balances on where it goes, and that is Ukraine, the little proxy war, which the Democrats now admit is an official proxy war with Russia. Dems ditch COVID funds to rush $40 billion to Ukraine. And let's look at what's happening with COVID. Whether you're in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, they're all reporting bizarre liver infections of a virus, but the children aren't testing positive for hepatitis A, B, or C. They're calling it hepatitis-like after they've been injected. And what was in the previous studies of mRNA vaccines, that a small percentage of people, but still substantive, would get liver failure. And here it is. Japan reports more suspected cases of unexplained acute hepatitis in children. And major scientists and studies have come out proving it is the shots. Just a few weeks ago, it was the first cases. Now it's spreading all over in the injected children. Sweden suffered fewer deaths per capita than much of Europe, despite refusing to enforce strict lockdowns. They were the lowest death rate. Can't make this up. Biden FDA chief insists misinformation is impacting life expectancy in the U.S. Life expectancy dropped in 2021 above 2020 when we had the vaccine. Isn't that interesting? And all the actuaries from insurance companies in the Western world, wherever people took the shots, remember, they didn't take the mRNA in China or Russia or a bunch of other places, like India refused it. They don't have the 40% increase in death between 18 and 63. But the head of the FDA says that you cannot have people questioning their narratives. That's why you're dying. Not from the experimental injections. And oh, Stephen Colbert, late show halts production after Stephen Colbert shows COVID symptoms. He says he's had at least three of the shots and has been sick three times in the last year, twice in the last month with, wait for it, COVID. And what the statistics show, you're much more likely to get COVID if you've been injected. I want to play this breakdown. This is a powerful explanation of the real rationale for masking from Lori Garrett to the National Academy of Medicine in 2018, saying masks are about creating fear. Masks are about creating fear. Here's what she had to say a year and a half before COVID.
There's only a couple of countries that have ever really done large-scale studies to try and figure out what might work. Japan, it may not surprise you, is one of them. And they, in one of their large studies, they basically showed that the masks, it seemed like the major efficacy of a mask is that it causes alarm in the other person. And so you stay away from each other. And that's what I think happened with SARS. When I was in the SARS epidemic, I saw everywhere all over Asia, people started wearing these masks. And it is alarming when you walk down the street and everybody coming towards you has a mask on. You definitely do social distancing. You definitely, it's just a gut thing. But did the mask really help them? Did the mask keep the virus out? Almost certainly not. If the virus was in their around their face, the mask would not have made the difference.
But if you questioned that in the last 2 years on any big tech platform, no matter how much money you used to advertise it for your business, no matter how many people you promoted to, no matter if you had 1,000 followers or 1,000,000, they would delete you. And now Bill Gates came out last week. We played the clip. He said, oh, it turns out COVID's like the flu, but we didn't know that. When his modeling companies lied and said 5 million dead here, 1 million dead in the UK, and none of it was true. They lied on purpose, but now he's going to help run the government truth ministry, Ministry of Truth, and the very people that lied to us about everything and censored us, if we expose the hysteria and these rituals of idiocy to see what we would put up with, they would then ban you. Or the skateboard park in Los Angeles being covered with millions of dollars of sand, filling it up so that no one could go there, so that no one would be able to enjoy themselves outdoors and get vitamin D, so they'd sit inside and not get medical treatment for the flu and other diseases, other viruses, and die while they kept people out of the nursing homes to see their families so they could quietly kill them. They get $53,000 for every bounty and every person they murdered. And look at this photo for TV viewers. Trudeau wears a mask in Canada with a 90% vax rate for show, but not in Ukraine with a 35% vax rate. That's their fraudulent science you're not supposed to question. And why can't you question that science? Because it's not science, it's fraud, and the essence of science is questioning. On its face, this is all a giant fraud, all a huge lie. And I love this meme going around. It's got an image of Pfizer with a trendy 1970s businessman with a injector, happen to put a needle in his hand. And it says 12% of the time it works for a short time. Pfizer. What a great product to force people to make. And let's not forget what all these people did to us, like Piers Morgan saying, footballers who refuse to be jabbed should refuse treatment for injuries. After all, why should they trust doctors about treatment for broken legs and torn ligaments if they don't trust them about life-saving vaccine? Oh, it's not a vaccine that's experimental, that was forced through, that the own British Ministry of Health said you shouldn't give to old people under 16 or folks with autoimmune problems? And then every hour I see articles of healthy athletes and students, high school, college, taking the shot and dying days later of heart attacks. There's the CBC reporting on that. University student remembered as a fabulous force died of swollen heart and heart attack. This is the mind control. This is the garbage. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with your phone calls. I've got more economic news and the big Russian developments and Putin clips coming up.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Global lockdown and the new biomedical tyranny training wheels they had us on. I told you this is all just a test for future bigger lockdowns, and that as civilization collapses and the third world collapses, Pentagon studies show within 10 days, most people become homicidal maniacs of no electricity or food. Within 15, most people commit suicide or become cannibals. So then I said, it's like a modest proposal written by Jonathan Swift 300 years ago about the Irish starving to death. Nobody wanted to help him. So he said, well, why don't the Irish just sell their children to us to eat? And it was satire, but it woke people up. So I then said, well, I'll have to eat my neighbor then. And the media edited it out of context and, you know, went with that. But the point is that that's what's happening here. We'll actually intro the next segment with that. I told you 2 years ago, I said, when these lockdowns end, they're going to bring them back. But I said, they'll have climate lockdowns after that, officially and unofficially, because the prices will be so high, you won't be able to travel. Well, now the headlines are, a new lockdown's here. Inflation. Americans planning summer travel face a new hurdle. High inflation. It's a broken social contract. They don't want you to be mobile. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be what they call uppity. We better unify and fight this, folks. All right, let's go to David, and then we'll go to Nicole. David in Texas, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I just wanted to get your thoughts on the upcoming famine crisis. Are you going off-grid? What is your plan personally, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I mean, I spend 5% of my time in defense for myself and my family, and I spend 95% in offense trying to warn everybody and stop this. But we've got, you know, trailers in the countryside, water wells, backup power, fuel tanks, and gardens, and friends and family to work with. And
yeah, that's the most important thing.
I mean, we don't have anything elaborate or fancy or anything, but believe me, going out to the country and on family property that we've had for a long time, getting ready, made me not want to leave. I had been out to my dad's ranch in 3-4 years. I used to go out there every month. And going back out there made me want to stay out there. But we have a lot of old ranch houses and things that are halfway falling down. We've had family there since the 1820s. Old homesteads are out there. But some of the ranch houses are 150 years old, and they're just kind of spooky and creaky and weird. We're trying to fix them up, but it almost costs more money to do that. So my dad and mom put a double-wide trailer out there, and that's where we intend to stay. Everything basically collapses and goes to zero. We got a forestry operation where we got cows. We already have a ranch. We already had a little vineyard out there, and we already have a forestry operation with pine trees. So I mean, we already have a sustainable operation out there with friends and family, and most of our family are veterans, and so they're all within a half mile of each other. So it's not the perfect place to be, but it's better than nowhere.
Right, I agree. So I have one more question for you real quick. What do you say to the people who would maybe try to call you out for saying that, oh, Alex Jones didn't predict anything? I mean, Aldous Huxley and Edward Bernays and, you know, all these other people, like these, like, I wouldn't call them revolutionaries, but they were just like philosophical revolutionaries, I would say. But like, what do you say to the people who say like, oh, you didn't predict anything. You didn't know any of this was coming. It was all them. You know, it was all the people in the past, you know.
I would say absolutely. That's what I say all the time, is this is not my opinion. This is on record with the bad guys and the good guys admitting this plan, and so I've been covering it for 28 years on air. And when we've gone in and read the Rockefeller documents and popularized their plan for lockdowns and masks and all that, and, you know, we've broken a lot of stuff, but certainly I'm not trying to be the grand poobah oracle, the big kahuna that everybody comes to and only I know what's going on. I'm trying to decompartmentalize known information. So what I say to those people is, okay, yes, I didn't predict anything. I showed you a real criminal battle plan that was in beta, hoping you would stand up and stop it. But of course, the discussion. Right. But of course, the discussion goes back to, well, he's not right. Then it just all came true. What? Well, I don't even matter in this equation. I mean, we're putting in water wells and solar power, getting ready for total collapse here, and I just wish people wake up and stop it. I don't give a rat's ass who gets the frickin' credit.
Right. No, I totally agree. It shouldn't matter who like came up with the idea first, because the idea really came from the globalists. Like the seed of all of this, you know, like destruction and terror and all this stuff is comes from the globalists. It's just, you know, there were those people that were trying to call it out in the early stages before it got anywhere. But now, you know, you look around and man, they're just using NLP and psycho, you know.
They're using gaslighting behavioral psychology tactics on everybody, on triple, quadruple, mixed disinfo to create entire systems of fraud to totally confuse people, but it's having the biggest effect on them and only making them look like clowns. Instead of stopping lying, they up the lying the next level, and now they look like clowns. You see, they're drinking their own Kool-Aid. There's an old saying, you can't fool an honest man.
Right.
And it's the same thing. They fooled themselves, and that's what's so dangerous.
100%, Alex, 100%. Well, I'm here with you, and I'm praying for you.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate you. Let's go to Nicole, Indiana. Let's talk about Venezuela and how bad things got coming to the USA. Hello, Nicole. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I listened to you years ago, and now I've been listening to you for the last 2 years. Also, I love the X3 Survival Shield.
Thank you.
Great. Yes, Venezuela. Yeah, we went there in 2010. The last time we were there in 2015, and the amount of destruction that happened in those few short years was just heartbreaking. You know, you touched on the formula shortage here in the States. When we were there, I believe in 2014, you actually had to take your baby with a birth certificate on the chance that there might be formula in diapers.
And Venezuela has more resources per square foot than any country in the world. They were the richest country in Latin America until Hugo Chavez took them over, and now it is a wrecked hellhole. No dogs and cats on the streets, no birds on the streets. The people, thousands die a week of starvation. And just year after year after year of it, on purpose, by design, the country made a deal with the IMF and World Bank.
Yes, it was a joke, I believe, in 2014, how many inches of money that we would have to take just to, you know, go out to dinner. You know, it's not funny now, but it's serious. So I just wanted to touch on that. I appreciate all you do.
I appreciate you. What was getting you down to Venezuela?
We just take vacations, you know, and we wanted to do something different. And actually, we were on Margarita Island. So it's actually off the coast of Venezuela. Kind of planned. I found it years ago and we thought, okay, we'll try it. And we made a lot of friends. And unfortunately, a lot of those friends had to leave. This is so bad.
Absolutely. And then when they come here, the Democrats brainwash them into being communists, doing the same thing here. We had the media. We could actually bring on these people and then train them how America actually operates through free will. They'd be on board. But so many of them end up coming here to then do the same thing that destroyed their nation, destroy our nation. Thank you so much, Nicole. Great call. More powerful calls straight ahead, and we'll come in with that little piece on I'll Eat My Neighbor. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm just going to be honest. My superpower is being honest. I've extrapolated this out, and I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff, but I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'm combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry. I will eat your ass. And that's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. Shock poll reveals Americans are okay with Ukraine losing the war. with Putin's Russia. London Express. The monthly Democrat Institute Express poll of 1,500 Americans who are likely voters has shown 43% are okay with Ukraine losing, compared to 41% not okay, while 60% have no opinion. And even the Pope's come out against the war, saying the bad guys are the weapons manufacturers that started the war with Russia in the last 8 years, and George Soros. That's a big deal, because he's been lockstep with these people on everything, and now he broke with them on that. That shows that people understand this is deadly dangerous, and Russia's not going to back down. And look, nothing against Zelensky that he's a gay porn star. It's just the issue is he's fully compromised. I'm not judging him, that he's a gay porn star. He's a handsome guy. The point is that that's what's going on. It's why they can blackmail him, just like the other gay porn star, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, where to begin here? I got some big January 6th news I want to hit. I got some big Russia news. I'm going to hit that at the start of the next hour. Let's go right back to your calls. Just jam this hour full of calls here. Let's go ahead and go the order they received. Carlos in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I want to say I love the shirts. I just bought me a crap ton of shirts. I'm hoping to get more this week. I wear the crap out of them. My wife gets scared because she thinks we're going to get attacked, but never been attacked. I don't think I ever will. There's a lot of people that support you, Alex, and hopefully they'll continue.
Well, thank you. And again, I had designed hundreds of shirts myself, didn't promote most of them. Some were big sellers, most weren't. We had a stockpile of them. And so we had 63,000 shirts. We're selling them all out at cost. We're down to 15,000 of the original shirts. When those are gone, we'll never redesign or never, re-release those. So if folks want to go over what's left there, they're at InfoWarsStore.com. We have one shirt that's being sold above cost, and that's the Alex Jones is Right shirt. It's been sold out, but it's been back-ordered. Those are coming in early next week for everybody that wants to pre-order to make sure they get that. It's a limited edition. We're doing this run of them and no more. There's another designer version coming in, and then that'll be it for this design of the Alex Jones Was Right shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. It helps keep us on air. So thank you, Carlos, for keeping us on air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to talk about last year. I called you last year. My mom came out from COVID, but I have two examples of being treated at the hospital and being treated by with Dr. Bartlett, by what I heard on your show with Dr. Bartlett. He's 100% well, just like your parents. But my mom got screwed up by the damn remdesivir. They really jacked her up.
Yeah, remdesivir kills about 38% of people they give it to and doesn't even help you with COVID. It's a murder weapon put out by Fauci, just like he put out AZT to kill people that have HIV.
And what I'm doing with the two examples that I have is I tell people about it. They don't believe me, but I show them pictures of my mom pre-COVID and post-COVID and my dad pre-COVID and post-COVID. My dad's as strong as a damn ox. There's nothing wrong with him. But he has to take care of my mom. He's the one that's making sure she goes to her doctor's visits. The medications that they're giving her, I don't know if they're helping her or they're killing her. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I'm trying my best. I'm probably going to have to call Dr. Peter McCullough or something to help me out. You know what I'm saying? But
well, there's no doubt that remdesivir, they knew, would cause kidney failure, renal failure, and they did it. I mean, these people are sick murderers, seeing what they can get away with.
They are very evil, Alex, but you know what? I think in the end, giving these examples and us talking about it and me, I'm trying to put more traffic to the show every chance I get. People that didn't believe me 2 years ago or 10 years ago, they're calling me now, Carlos, what do we do? I'm like, well, I've been getting ready for about 12 years, buddy. You're about 10 years behind.
Well, that's the good news. That's the silver lining here is the awakening is explosive. Thank you, Carlos, for the call. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin, where the Democrats are firebombing pro-life facilities. Go ahead, Jack. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I want to be like a cool cat and kind of link some things together with yarn, specifically adrenochrome, abortion, Russia, corona, and coronavirus. I think you guys need to always take in consideration that we don't know the true abortion numbers because they don't take into account or count the chemical abortions with the pill. The only numbers we get are the surgical abortions. And the estimates that have been done by the pro-life groups are like
hundreds and hundreds of millions of chemical abortions. And I think it's linked up with the ambrosia blood harvesting adrenochrome, like in Escape from L.A. with Snake Plissken, where like there's old people who need to take anti-rejection drugs in order to prolong their life by taking the blood and organs and limbs of, from the youth, which is connected to Russia because they have a voluntary stem cell and ambrosia donation program in their country. And they also have 1 in 1,000 vaccine rates due to orthodoxy, very low vaccine rates, which is important to have a control group for coronavirus and the corresponding vaccine.
That's right. That's why they want every country to take the shots so that they can cover up all the death numbers. But if you have countries that don't and they're all healthy, like some of the African countries and Russia, well, then that shows it's the shot causing the problem.
Yes, totally. And I think maybe they're NATO's trying to invade Russia to control that resource as well as the other resources. And yesterday, I was so glad you brought up all the Q disinformation stuff. You know, I'm a long-haul InfoWars fan. And I remember just when you were having that cell phone guy, cable operator smoking cigarettes and talking about all the surveillance stuff, and you were way ahead of the curve, Snowden and Q stuff started sucking all the air out of the room and taking us down a maze with it, to a dead end, you know. And me, myself, you know, I remember with Jerome Corsi, you know, I'd call in and make some wild comments, and then there would be a bunch of bots on the chat room saying, like, oh, you should contact Jerome Corsi. And, you know, I think the Q thing, like you said, was one giant big trap. And evidence for that, you can look into think tank groups in the late 90s and early 2000s, where Infinity and other car companies focus group the letter Q as being very popular to boomers. That's why we have the Infinity Q car series, Audi Q series, because people were drawn to the letter Q. So I thought it was kind of suspicious timing. And the nail in the coffin for Q was the election. I'm sure you remember how they were saying that Q was saying that President Trump was going to come and make fix everything. Everyone was going to get arrested. Never happened. And everybody knows a wizard, being a wizard is very expensive, all the wizarded stuff. If you have wizard powers, you flex those power and show off. Why? Because you need money for all this wizard stuff.
Well, here's what's going on. I appreciate your call, sir. There's a lot of things that the Q movement said that were true because it was everything myself and countless others had already documented. And then people would say, why don't you talk about Bohemian Grove? Q does. And I'm like, why about the Federal Reserve? Q does. What about child trafficking? And it was just like Q got all the credit, which I didn't care about getting credit, except then it made it like it was God. Like, whatever it says is true. Q exposed the New World Order. No one knew about it until Q came along. And I'm like, excuse me? So it was all disgusting. And the big tell was 3-4 years ago, when everybody else was being censored, Apple, Google, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram would push Q stuff and just push it to the top and wouldn't censor it. Now, once they stole the election and they were done with Q, they purged all those people and shut them down, and then they ran off. He got even more insane.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long Strong Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Your phone calls here on this live Tuesday, May 10th transmission. Ton of news and clips we haven't gotten to with these powerful Putin clips next hour. But let's go right back to your calls in the order they were received right now. Evan in California. Welcome, Evan.
Alex, pleasure to talk to you. Hey, I'm a director. I went to film school, and I learned a lot of weird stuff that I've heard you refer to before, how people would offer you things. I was a regular in a couple of different TV shows. I'd be invited to a party that it was almost like a pre-groomer party. I'd see questionable stuff. I would say something. I'd get a yellow slip. I'd be dropped from that TV show. I went to film school. I tried to come up with some shows to produce and to pitch. And I learned a lot of the stuff that you had referred to earlier. And I want to point out something that I think is extremely powerful, is that the image of a woman, a sexy woman, used to be painted on a plane when guys would go to fight in World War II. And Hollywood learned with the directive of the intelligence community that if they didn't show pretty, and let me say like a big-breasted, sexy, voluptuous woman, if they didn't show them, then occasionally when they would introduce a sexy woman like a Selma Hayek, she pretty much had to be a communist. And they realized that the image of a woman is unbelievably powerful for motivating a guy to be a man. And they took away the feminine form. And if I could refer to one thing, Alex, if you got a second, I want to point out one technique in filmmaking. When you go to film school, they're teaching you really a lot about the propaganda and the studies that were done in war propaganda and things like that, that a dog would rather be abused than ignored. And you'd see really strange things being introduced to be a director. And one of the things I found fascinating was if you have a character come in, some pretty woman in a red dress, and you want her to be the noble character, you put the color wheel around her where her dress stays a vivid red. And something you don't really realize when you watch a movie or a TV show, if they don't do that, if they have a transgender character come in a nice vivid dress and all the colors around them are the opposite of those colors, your brain keeps that color vivid and you think you like that person.
Yeah, let me boil this down what you're saying. First, they get rid of the image of a voluptuous, powerful, archetypal goddess.
Yep.
And then they replace it with disgusting, horrible, goblin-like men, but in the beautiful colors that you've been taught to think are good. And so it is a assault on the very basis of the male-female relationship that forms humankind and civilization. And yes, that's what all of this is poison to bring us down. And so women are encouraged to dress like men, and then men are encouraged to dress like women. And then little kids are taught that big, fat, disgusting men are feminine, and then the women have their breasts cut off and don't look like women. This is the plan. They've done it with the chemicals in the food and water. This is a very sophisticated takeover operation.
Well said. And if I could just point out one more thing, is if you see a woman in a red dress that they want you initially to like, but then when the colors aren't balanced around her, you don't realize that within 30 seconds, those colors are bleeding out. And subconsciously, you don't realize it. You actually think it's your instinct. You say, wow, I just don't like that woman anymore. You think like you're solving the mystery, and you don't realize it's actually your brain.
That's right. And then patriots that they don't like, they'll also blur things out, distort your face with images. They'll put different types of music under it. But once you're aware of it, you see it everywhere and realize these are weapon systems. What you're saying is, even in film school, you were taught this. And once you got deeper into it, they did tests to see if you were corruptible. And when you weren't part of the club because you were being recruited for a weapon system to carry out evil, not to be an artist. God bless you. Powerful points. All right, let's take more calls here. Let's talk to Mike in England. Mike, welcome and thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. And God bless you. I really do appreciate everything that the Lord does through you. You know, like the Democrats are trying, there's every possible way to distract people and trying to, you know, rig the election. And they're failing. But I think the fail-safe for them is, I would expect, from everything that I'm seeing over here, that they're going to push for World War III before the midterms to really make it happen. And I think that people need to be held accountable for treason right now. The people have got to be indicting them, and if anyone has the means to do so, to put a stop to this. Like Fauci, you know, for genocide, and certainly mass murder.
Well, exactly. Why do you think the Pope has been lockstep with the globalists, synced up, and suddenly come out and say, stop the war. The West started it. They provoked Russia. They overthrew the elected president. They've been attacking Russian held areas. Stop, stop, stop. Because even the Vatican knows this could end the frickin' world. And why should they do that for a bunch of out-of-control leftist globalists who've lost control? The New World Order, in its current permutation, has failed. And even within the power structure, there are people that understand the brakes need to be put on now.
It's any minute now, because I mean, it's stupid. Boring Johnson, you know, saying, "Oh, we should nuke Russia." They're listening to that. Nancy Pelosi going to say, "Oh, well, we're here to win." I mean, these are idiots. That's beyond treason. There needs to be gallows, and I'm a due process, of course, but there needs to be gallows for these people because they're going to lead to the death of millions.
Well, long before we talk about gallows for people, we should be talking about politically exposing the globalists so people convict them in the court of public opinion. And then out of that will flow the justice we need. Thank you, Mike, for the call. And I've got a lot on that at the start of the next hour. Biden's DOJ is threatening January 6th defendants with life in prison after walking inside the U.S. Capitol and taking pictures, while the mayor of Chicago is calling for physical call to arms and violence over Roe v. Wade. We got so much news on that front coming up in the next hour, and we will get to everybody here, like Local Gentile and Dean and Jay and Todd and Matt and Tito and Trucker in the Badlands, Chris and everybody. Your phone calls are coming up, and these incredible Putin clips I've got from their big World War II Victory Day speech. See what you think about that coming up next hour. And then there's a really amazing confirmed HD zoom of the moon during the day and what looks like spacecraft flying around on the dark side of the moon. I can tell you there is a secret drone base where robots, robot space planes have delivered payloads, 3D printer machines, and other systems in a test for Elon Musk base. And I believe that these images are drone delivered, robot delivered payloads being delivered to that base. And I'm not just speculating there. When Trump was in office, I was let in by some folks that are involved at the highest levels. And they just said, and I said, why are you telling me something that's classified? And they said, well, we want it out there. And Musk wants it out there. And you're being given this information. And I never really did anything with it. I mean, when you get stuff like that, and you know these are the real people involved, I mean, well-known people in the whole secret space program. And Musk has talked about how he wants to do this. I can tell you from my sources, this is already going on. So that's coming up in the next hour as well. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. Banned out video. It's not just us, but hundreds of other great suppressed and censored contributors. It's such a great place for you to find any important topic, any clip that you think is important to share with everyone you know. Please share with everyone Banned.video and comment on the videos, and again, get them out to everyone you can, because the whole New World Order program is about suppressing that. It's also about suppressing your immune system. And we have it discounted right now, immune support, key concentrated herbs and compounds to naturally let your body take the vitamins and minerals you already have and get it into your cells for your immune system. And I want you to know that immune support at InfoWarsStore.com has elderberry, echinacea, astragalus root, lotium root, and angelica root, and so much more. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Immune support, also back in stock, Ultra 12. It's 40% off the highest quality vitamin B12, and you can get it with X2, both of them together, for 40% off, despite the fact X2 is selling out. That X2 deal can only run for 1 week, though, at the 40% off with Ultra 12. Also, VasoBeats available, vitamin D3 gummies, and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.